Lord Smith is with us now. Good evening to you, Lord Smith.
Good evening.
What's your assessment of where Nick Clegg is at the moment?
I think he's on the precipice, because actually it's Cameron who is going to be not the Prime Minister leading the Tories into the 2015 election. And when that happens, because they're the nasty party who get rid of their leaders, what will that leave Clegg? And Clegg should think about leaving the coalition now.
Why?
Because we should support a confidence and supply thing to keep the government in, but we should control them. But we need to differentiate ourselves from the Tories, and it's been a disaster.
What mistakes has Nick Clegg made? Fundamental mistakes that you think should cost him his leadership role?
He's never established what he has done in this government, which is distinctive, and he's faced with the indelible impression of the reversal on university fees, which is the equivalent of Blair in Iraq, though not so serious.
So do you think he is mortally wounded because of university fees? Is that what you're saying, because of tuition fees?
Well, I think that was the start of it, but he's done nothing in the last 2 years, and now poll ratings now are desperate.
Look at the amount of people he's taken out of tax, is what he would say.
No,
one of the founding principles of the Lib Dem strategy.
That is not talked about in the saloon bars of the country.
And do you think any other leader, given the economic times we've had, given the difficult times that any leader would have had in making unpopular decisions, would have had any different poll rating?
That's a problem, but actually, if we put Vince Cable in, we'd have our poll ratings soar.
Why?
Because he is economically literate, unlike Nick Clegg, and he is clearly a leader of the future.
Well, if you
don't need all these young kids running the government.
Well, if you say Vince Cable is economically literate, how would you describe Nick Clegg's economic capacity?
He has none at all. He's just a cork on the waves, bobbing around, and has no strategic view at all.
This is the leader of your party you're talking about.
I know. I joined the Liberals in 1955 when Clement Davis was my leader. I had five MPs at that time. I think I'll be leaving the Lib Dems with five MPs with a wonderful sense of a lifetime achievement.
It's incredibly disloyal, this, of you.
No, it isn't. It's very loyal to very liberal principles.
But Nick Clegg needs the support now. He needs people to rally round him. We're only at the half-term report, if you like. There's another 2.5 years to go. A lot can change. Have confidence in him, Lord Smith.
No, why do you say that? Because the last 2 years, we've made no impression on British politics whatsoever.
Can you give me a sense of how much support you think there is within your party for what you've said?
The number of Lib Dem activists in the constituencies are totally supportive of my stance. There will be very few people turning up to Brighton. They're appealing to us to go because no one's going to turn up.
Who's appealing to you to go?
Oh, the conference organisers asking us all to go there, but no one's going to go there.
What is the state of your party?
In a dire. So that's why we need now to reassess the situation and try and damage limit with the situation we're in.
You're quoted in the Times, Lord Smith, as saying that Nick Clegg is transfixed, quote, transfixed in the searchlights.
Yeah, quite.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, I think he loves the ministerial limousines. He's a cork on the waves. He has no strategic view whatsoever. And he's just attacked. This latest statement about garden cities is just nonsense. He hasn't consulted anyone about it.
Have you spoken to Nick Clegg directly about how he thinks?
Twice. When I said to him in 2010, what's his exit strategy, he said he had a committee looking at it. He was not true. And I told his, in the spring, I told his office he needs to do something about it. And he's surrounded by teenagers and his teenager himself. And I've said, you know, we're confronted with politicians who shouldn't be allowed to wear long trousers.
This is a damning indictment that you're giving us tonight of your party.
I'm trying to manage, limit the situation. And it is a damning indictment.
And you really think that there are others, senior people within your party who share your view?
I think that, believe me, in fact, many of my colleagues have said they agree with me entirely, but they've not got the energy to do anything about it because they think the situation is hopeless.
How quickly do you think Nick Clegg will go?
Oh,
do you think he can hang on?
A matter of months.
Really?
But Cameron will go before him.
Cameron will go before him?
Oh, sure. Cameron is faced with 91 Tory bastards, as John Major said, and their dander is up, and they're going to be demanding more and more. And the real problem is that Cameron is going to go, and Clegg is so wedded to him, he'll go too.
You mentioned Vince Cable. Vince Cable's too loyal to Nick Clegg to take him on in any type of leadership battle.
I know. I don't want to talk about Vince's position, but he is our only future leader.
Okay. Lord Smith of Clifton, thank you very much indeed.